How should I do so? Please visit OrionInspections.com. That's Orion, like the constellation, Inspections.
It's time for the Dane by Local radio show. Let's get local. Each week, we are your connection to local as we talk with leaders of area businesses, nonprofits, and government. There are so many amazing people and organizations in our community, so let's get into it. Let's get local.
Hey, welcome in, everybody, here to another edition of Let's Get Local on a Saturday. Very warm Saturday, let's call it. Unseasonable, but looks like the season is up and down and all around here, as spring can sometimes be in our part of the woods, so we'll take it as it comes, just like we do with everything. We have a great show for you today, really important show, and so I really want to thank our sponsor, Evolution Financial. SUPAC of Evolution Financial sponsoring this program. Again, there are room for others to join in and help support the stories of local businesses and organizations and the importance they bring to our community. But we really thank Sue. EvolutionFinPlan.com is where you can find out a bunch more about her and her wonderful business. And then, of course, Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. We thank Crudy, the team here, for giving us the platform to get those stories out into the community. So let's talk. I know our show normally, you know, we have a lot of positive things to talk about. We have positive things to talk about today. We have a lot of great stories and wonderful stories, and it's very lighthearted most of the time. Today we're going to dig into some more challenging and maybe slightly uncomfortable areas that we need to help grow and learn, all of us. So we start off today's show with, I'm really happy to be joined by Denise Jess, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. A really important member of our community. Denise, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm so glad to have you on the show. I'm really glad to have you involved in other things happening with Dane by Local 2 to help spread the word about the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired and the work you do. Please tell people what the organization is all about and kind of how long it's been around here in our community.
Sure. The Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired turns 70 years old this year. We're a statewide nonprofit, though our offices have always been based on the Isthmus since our inception in 1952. Our mission is to promote the dignity and empowerment of people in Wisconsin living with significant vision loss. And we do that in three primary ways. First is advocacy, which was the founding of our organization back in the 1950s, because our founders understood, and we understand today, that many of the barriers faced by those of us living with vision loss are systemic, and creating and influencing policy and lawmaking that helps remove some of those barriers is really critical to a high quality of life and opportunity for people who are blind and visually impaired. And then the other two parts of our mission are education. So both facing the folks who have vision loss, because many of our folks experiencing vision loss are people who were typically sighted for most of their lives and in middle and elder years are losing sight. So there's a lot to understand about life as someone who is blind or visually impaired and skills to build. And then also public facing, like the opportunity, the great opportunity I have today to help our community learn more about the gifts and the possibilities that we bring as people who are visually impaired and the challenges that we face. And then the last part of our mission is to really teach the fundamental skills of living with vision loss so that people still have the capability of doing the activities of daily living, hobbies, things that you absolutely love, and maintaining the ability to stay in the workforce.
That's some important work, Denise. And you are have been such a powerful advocate and resource for it for a while now here with the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. I also had an opportunity to talk with you recently and learn more about you. Learn that you grew up in my neck of the woods where I grew up, Denise. I grew up in Algoma, northeastern Wisconsin, and you were out there on the island, right?
I am. I grew up on Washington Island, yep, and left in 1981 to start my adult life here in Madison as a freshman at the UW, where there were more people in my History 101 class that live on the entire population of Washington Island.
That was a fun discovery for me as I was talking to you to get to know you a little bit more. We'll get into that too, because you're going to be connected to an important event coming up next month with Dame by Local. But I want to talk about a little bit more before we get into other areas about the work of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. You talked about so many things there with the mission and how important it is. I was blown away. I have to tell you, I was blown away by you at a January event where you got to give perspective, and you were just talking about social media. You were just talking about being inclusive on social media, and it just got my brain clicking on all of the things I was overlooking as a person, a sighted person, that I was leaving people out. So tell people about how important that is and what that does when you can make anything you're reaching out in the community about, whether it's messaging, whether it's about invitations to events, whatever, and making that inclusive for all.
Sure. So for many of us with significant vision loss, and I want to name it that way, because I think sometimes people think about blindness as total darkness, and there are a small percentage of folks that have no functional vision, no light perception. And then there's a whole range of vision loss that make it really difficult to read a computer screen, very challenging to read print, difficult to read signage. Making those things accessible, it sends a significant message that you want us to participate, that we have value, and that we can contribute to the event, to your business, to, you know, whatever it is that you're promoting. So social media, just as a concrete example, when I go on Facebook, I use a screen reader. And so that's a piece of software that changes the print that you see into vocalization for me. And so the software interacts really well with print most of the time. And so I can get the written message, but often images are used, you know, photos or graphics, and the screen reader doesn't know how to make sense of those. So all it says to me is image. Literally, that's it. Or the artificial intelligence makes an attempt to guess at what that image is, and sometimes it can be fairly accurate, and sometimes it can be, you know, completely inaccurate. So as a social media poster, if you go in and add what's called alternative text, when my screen reader encounters that, it tells me what that's a picture of, that, you know, it's an image of some really luscious food that you're advertising or wanting me to come into your restaurant. And you describe it as you see fit, and there's some guidance for that. And then now I'm more intrigued. So I got your message, but now I also know what your image is showing. So, you know, those things like that, about how do we recognize that we have a growing number of people in our communities who experience vision loss, and how do we create inclusion? How do we have really clear, high contrast, you know, posters and door messaging when folks are approaching the business? Those sorts of things that say welcome to all.
And just making it easier, even as I learned for the alt text or the image descriptions, for that, as you're putting something out, is making it easier for the aging population that might be struggling
yes.
with their vision as they age too. Because there's, like you said, it's a growing need, and why not make things easier for people to get the picture and include them? I think that's wonderful.
Exactly. Yeah, we will see the population of folks living in vision with vision loss in Wisconsin double within the next 10 to 15 years because our population is living longer and Wisconsin is an aging state. So yeah, whether you add that alt text or you even just put the image description right into the body of the text of your post, either way, you've lessened a barrier and you've extended your hand in welcome.
We're talking with Denise Jess, Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. The website is wcblind.org. Denise, speaking of events and social media, you have some fun events coming up. You guys are putting on different things. Birding by Ear sounds really amazing. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. It is a partnership with Madison Audubon, and I believe we're in our fifth year, which is amazing to me. So many birders bird by sight, but even birders who have full functional vision will tell you that knowing the sounds of the birds is really critical because you'll often hear them before you see them, and you may not even see them. And I'm someone who loves backyard birding. I do feeders, you know, the whole nine yards, and have my feeders placed close to the house so I can see them. So a number of years ago, an avid birder approached us about doing an audible birding class where we would really focus on the sounds and listening for the sounds in the natural environment. And that opened up this really awesome partnership with Madison Audubon Society. And every spring we offer, now we do two sessions because it's so popular. And it's an opportunity for both birders with sight and birders who are visually impaired to learn how to pay attention to the audio songs and calls of birds. We do it in a classroom feature, and then we go out into, you know, a natural area. This year it'll be the Picnic Point and Lakeshore Conservancy area. And what I really treasure about that event is it's an integrated event. So often for people with disabilities, we get segregated into disability-focused events. This one is open to all birders, sighted or folks with vision impairment, so that we can learn from each other. And I think it's a great way to have some of the barriers, again, broken down and build bridges of understanding between people.
Again, wcblind.org for more information on that. Denise, I knew we could have booked the whole show with you. I understand that. But there's so many wonderful things we could get into, but we're running a little tight on time here. So I do want to ask you about the local leadership conference with Dane by Local coming up on May 24th.
Yeah.
You're going to be presenting. Please give people a bit of an overview of what we can expect to hear from you.
Sure. So our focus for my talk, and I'm so excited to be with you all that day, will be on how businesses can create a welcome for people with disabilities as shoppers, as clients, as constituents, and also how businesses can be thinking about us as employees. So for folks with disabilities, our unemployment rates are staggering. And even in this time where we have incredible search for employees and job vacancies, our numbers really aren't shifting. So for folks with vision loss, we experience about a 70% unemployment rate. And we are often outstanding employees. There's a lot when you hire someone with disability, you hire someone who is a problem solver because we have to problem solve our world every single day. And you often hire someone who has incredible loyalty. So putting in the front end work for accessibility and, you know, training is likely well worth your time. And then we're also modeling capacity and capability to our communities to help break down the barriers around disability assumptions. So yeah, so that'll be the focus in our time together, is both practical tips and then pedagogical or, you know, philosophical reasons why this is really important.
Denise Jess, I've learned so much from you already. Can't wait to learn more as we continue to grow together, and also at that event with Dane by Local on the 24th. That is Denise Jess, the Executive Director of the Wisconsin Council of the Blind and Visually Impaired. Please visit their website, learn about what they do, wcblind.org. Denise, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your Saturday, okay?
Yeah, Jason, thanks for the opportunity. Take care.
We'll be back here in just a bit for more Let's Get Local.
No hell below us, above us only.